You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money Markets podcast for this Friday, the 13th of September. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. Well, the ASX has narrowly missed an all-time record after climbing within 5 points of the milestone in early trade. The index did pare back some of those gains later in the session, though, to close a more modest 0.3% higher. That's as the big four banks retreated. Offsetting that, a surge in the miners, that sector propelled by recovering commodity prices. Elsewhere, gold touched another record as investors poured into the safety asset ahead of expected interest rate cuts in the US next week. The ECB also adjusted its key policy rate setting overnight. More on that market action, I spoke with Tony Sycamore. He's a market analyst at IG Australia.
Well, we saw the ASX come to within 5 points of its 81.48 record high this morning, which was really on the back of tailwinds from Wall Street as traders continue to position for that first rate cut from the Federal Reserve next week. But after a good run higher this week, we did see some profit-taking drift into the ASX 200, particularly in the big banks after their record-breaking run higher.
Looking to some of those highlights today, the mining sector has done quite well. It is a bit of a standout. What can you tell us?
Yeah, there does seem to be some rotation out of the banks. As we mentioned, they've had a wonderful run higher. We've seen CBA make record highs again this week, and the big miners have had a pretty tough start to the year. In fact, when we look at a stock like BHP, it started the year above $50. It's now trading below $40. So it's fallen about 20%. And I think that probably in the light of the fact that it has been a large fall, the miners are oversold, and presuming that we do see these interest rate cuts come through to support the economy, particularly the global economy, I think the miners can probably continue to rebound in the coming months ahead.
You spoke to the ASX nearing highs. Another commodity that has hit a high today is gold. What does this say about the global interest rate picture?
Well, it absolutely skyrocketed overnight, pushed up above 25.60, and that really kicked off after the ECB, the European Central Bank, cut interest rates, and also on talk that the Federal Reserve remains undecided whether it's going to cut rates by 25 basis points or 50 basis points next week. And I think that really sums up the picture for gold at the moment. With central banks cutting rates or about to start cutting rates, it's a really buoyant backdrop for gold.
Yeah, and you spoke to the ECB there as well as the US. Are we starting to see a trend or perhaps a pickup in these rate cuts globally?
Definitely. We know that global growth is slowing down. The ECB have been concerned by a slowdown in growth across the Eurozone. Additionally, those rate cuts are being supported by inflation falling back to target. So we have Eurozone inflation falling back to the ECB's 2% target, which does present opportunities for central banks to ease monetary policy. And that's exactly what we're seeing, and I think what we're going to see next week in the US.
Is there anything catching your eye in the corporate sector today?
Across the corporate sector, not so much. It's been fairly quiet there. But when I'm looking at opportunities for investors, I think one of the themes that we do need to be aware of is that with central banks now looking to cut rates, either beginning to or looking to already started, it is an opportune time for investors to consider locking in high interest rates on those bank cash deposits, because we know that as those interest rates continue to tumble, so will the rates which are offered by the big banks. The other one is the big mining stocks. As we mentioned, they've fallen 20%, 30%, and I think they are now starting to come into where they are very attractive in terms of positioning in the next 6 to 12 months for investors as well.
That was Tony Sycamore, market analyst at IG Australia.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.